Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Hey, Greg, I want you to listen to this song. Just listen. It's Nat Cole.
Okay.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the fram sauce with the awesome fee, with shafafa on the side.
You're probably wondering, what is frim-fram sauce?
He's very specific about not wanting French fried potatoes or red ripe tomatoes. And he says he's never satisfied, right?
Now, I don't know what that means. Then he has the frim-fram sauce with the Ossenfee and shafafa on the side.
Yeah.
Now, see, I've heard this song all my life. Nat Cole recorded this back in 1945 or 46.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar Moore was the guitarist and Johnny Miller was the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the Nat King Cole Trio. And it was one of those novelty songs. Every band or performer has these novelty songs. It's a, you know, important but overlooked feature of music. The song was actually written by Red Evans, who wrote the lyrics. Joe Ricardo wrote the music for it. There's a concept there. You know, a guy goes into a restaurant and he orders this food.
I don't want pork chops and bacon. That won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim-fram sauce with the awesome fate, with shafafa on the side. A fella really got to eat, and a fella should eat right. Five will get you 10. I'm gonna feed myself right tonight.
In the course of it, we learn that there's lots of different food that he don't want.
That's
right. Don't want.
I don't want this. Yeah,
I don't want French fried potatoes or red ripe tomatoes. I don't want pork chops and bacon. But the question remains, what is this frim-fram sauce? To me, you know, it sounded like it's some kind of take on flim-flam sauce.
Uh-huh.
But
what would
that
be?
There must have been a real sauce.
But Ossenfee, A-U-S-E-N.
Yeah, Ossenfee.
F-A-Y. It sounded like it could be some kind of pig Latin thing.
Yeah.
But like, I can't make anything out of that.
Ossenfee, as in Fossen or Fossen.
Fossen way.
Fassen. Yeah.
Shafafa. Shafafa.
But the shafafa on the side. It sounds like falafel. Shafafa.
Shafafa.
But yeah, well, I guess you could have falafel on the side, but the key element might be the Ossenfee.
I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said. Waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-fram sauce with the Ossenfee, with shafafa on the side.
But still, you got the frim-fram sauce. Don't you think flim-flam comes into it somehow?
It might,
but it
may have nothing to do with flim-flam, because flim-flam means something that's phony.
Well, yeah, that's it.
And so why would he want something that's phony?
How about this flannel notion? Red flannel hash.
Yeah,
that's made with beets.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Yeah, I think we're getting there, but we got to get something for the awesome.
So basically, here we're the food guys. We're doing a food show right now about a song that has to do with food. Kind of mysterious, though.
As he says, you know, in the lyrics, now a person's really got to eat, and a person should eat right.
Mm-hmm.
If I will get you 10, I'm going to feed myself right tonight. So, I mean, he's interested in food. You know, he really wants to get the right kind of food now, which, you know, is our message.
But he's being negative about what he wants. He says, I don't want fish cakes and rye bread. You heard what I said, he says.
Yeah.
But then he says, waiter, please serve mine fried. I want the frim-fram sauce with the Awesome Fay, with Shafafa on the side.
Yeah. He's coming across. I kind of feel like I know what he's doing here, but somehow it's not quite coming home to me. And I think it's that Awesome Fay. I think I've got an angle on the Shafafa and the Frim
Fram.
Maybe
we should ask our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
To please write in if they have any idea.
Yeah, they can write to Dear Flabby, you know, for instance, and maybe Dear Flabby will
the
have
food
the
guys.
Answer.
Yeah, and then just say, here's what I think the Awesome Fay is. Nat King
Cole. Nat King Cole, the Frim Fram sauce. I think Terry Conrad probably listens to it once a week. But I'll have to ask him the next time.
And
I
if we
him.
Have anybody writing in and can give us some solutions, we would most appreciate it.
That's right. With that, we invite you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.